I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of this show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about 10 reasons why it's so hard to move on from some breakups. Okay, I want to talk about moving on still. I got a lot of messages from people who I went to school with asking about advice on how to move on. And something that I haven't really shared much on my social media is that I actually had to move on from someone this year. And it was a very difficult thing. But with the knowledge that I have now, with the wisdom that I've accumulated on this journey, and of course, with the help of God and the people in my life, I was able to get through it. Okay, but before we go down and talk about all of these pointers, I want to remind you that there is no exact time frame for healing from a breakup. Okay, there is no exact time frame. It's different for everyone. Also, someone might have difficulty moving on if a part of them is holding on to hope that they will get back together with their ex, with that person. Another thing that I want to talk about real quick is that when you're grieving the loss of a relationship, we often assume that avoiding painful emotions will bring us relief, but that is not true. Okay, avoiding painful emotions will not bring us relief. If you have gone through a breakup and you're trying to move on, but you can't, it's likely starting to impact your daily life. You may feel like constant reminders of your ex surround you, and moving on can feel impossible. I get it, okay? Especially when you're fresh from a breakup and you can't see them anymore and you can't talk to them anymore. It sucks, and it feels like a part of you is broken, a part of you is messed up, right? There is no exact time frame for healing from a breakup, which can be the toughest part. The passage of time does help, but it's not really easy. For some people, time helps, and other people find themselves unable to move on for months or even years after the breakup. And if this is the case for you, consider whether any of the following reasons are making this harder for you. Number one, you have hope that you reconcile. Okay, you might have a hard time moving on if a part of you is holding on to hope that you will get back together with them. Number two, you didn't get the closure you were seeking. So it can be really difficult to move on when a relationship ends abruptly. Did you hear that? I snapped my fingers. Often when people don't know the reason why the relationship ended, or they didn't have a chance to have an actual conversation about it with their ex, they might ruminate frequently about what went wrong, which can prevent them from letting go. Okay? You don't have to rely on another person for closure. Okay, you don't have to wait for closure. You don't have to yearn for it. You can write your ex a goodbye letter and then burn it, or you can try the empty chair technique where you pretend they are sitting in a chair across from you and say all the things you didn't get a chance to. Something personal that I want to share with you is that I actually recorded a video of myself, you know, saying the things that I would have wanted to say to that person, but I didn't get the chance to because, you know, we've already ended it at the time. So I recorded something actually here on my MacBook where my Shure microphone is connected to at the moment. I recorded it on Photo Booth one night, and I had all of these thoughts and all of these things that I wanted to say, and they weren't anything negative, honestly, because the time that I spent with this person was so beautiful. It was so beautiful, and I'm immensely grateful for it. And that person wasn't bad at all. Neither of us were bad people. In fact, we were amazing to each other and for each other at the time, but we had to end it. It's quite the long story. Perhaps when I start YouTube, I'll make a whole series on it because it is a very beautiful story that I've learned a lot from. But yes, that's something that I did. I recorded, I think, around 2 a.m. to 3 a.m., just about an hour, honestly, of me just sharing these thoughts that I wish he knew. But it really, really helped because after I spoke about all of those things and I recorded it and I was able to process it so much better, I just felt so much lighter. I did.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Number three, you have a skewed perception of your ex. Okay, when someone has difficulty moving on from a relationship, it is not common to fantasize about the good times they had while dismissing the red flags that indicated incompatibility. Okay, sometimes, you forget all the red flags and you focus on all the good things, right? And then you fantasize about them. Like, what if they're actually the person meant for you? What if they're the one? But then you forget about all the wrong things they've done. Okay. Try writing down a list of reasons why the two of you are no longer together and often review the list. I also did this. I remember I had to write it down on my notes. I was like, why am I suddenly fantasizing about who this person is in my head? I'm totally forgetting all of the reasons why we can't be together, all of the reasons why this person is not the one for me, and all of the reasons why we can't have a healthy relationship together. So I wrote all of those things down, bullet points, right? And I explained them on my notes. And every time I thought of that person in a magical light, I had to go on my notes and read what I wrote down. Number four, your ex represented an important first for you. Okay, perhaps your ex was the first person you actually fell in love with. Okay, breakups are different regardless, but it can be very difficult to move on when that person represents an important first for you. Number five, you haven't allowed yourself to grieve. Okay, when you're ready, try to process this emotion in whatever way feels most comfortable, whether that's talking to your friends, family, a therapist, or journaling. Honestly, I talk to people that I trust. I talk to some close friends. I talk to a few family members. I journaled. I recorded myself just processing the emotion just because, to be honest, you know, moving on from someone that you love so deeply, that you genuinely care for with all of your being, is difficult. And I knew that I had to let it out to people that I could trust, process it in such a way that was healthy, and it really, really helped. Number six, you haven't given other people a chance. So it can be difficult to move on if it's been a while since the breakup and you haven't met someone you clicked with still. Perhaps you tried to date, but your heart wasn't in it because you weren't ready. Maybe you had hope that you would reconcile with your ex, or you're comparing everyone to your ex. It's difficult to make a genuine connection with someone else if you aren't fully open to it. Maybe you saw a long-term future with this person. If you were really in love and you saw a future with your ex, you were truly invested in the relationship. As a result, you're not just grieving the end of the relationship, but the loss of the hopes and dreams you had for the future of this relationship. If you are mostly focused on what could have been, it's really hard to be fully present and make room for new dreams and opportunities. You might also still be in contact with your ex, or you're keeping tabs on them through social media. If you're still interacting with your ex or following them on social media, it can be a painful reminder of the relationship you once had, while at the same time maintaining hope that you could one day reconcile. Ultimately, maintaining contact or following your ex on social media can feel like pouring salt on a wound and maybe prolonging your healing process. My friend, please know that holding on to the past, holding on to what you can change, holding on to this person who you know doesn't really deserve to be in your life anymore will only hurt you more. You can't change what already happened, so don't waste your time thinking about it. Do your best to move on, let go, and get over it. It will take time. It will take a lot of self-forgiveness, self-compassion, and it's all part of the journey, but you will be able to get through it. And I want to end this podcast episode with a quote from one of my favorite authors, Paulo Coelho. If you're brave enough to say goodbye, life will reward you with a new hello. You have the rest of your life ahead of you. You've got a bright future ahead of you, okay? Your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here, why you're still here. My friend, you still have time to change, grow, be the person you believe you are meant to be, and always remember that the Lord God is always with us. Please do tag me on Instagram stories, share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.